February 21st, Thursday of the first week of Lent. The first reading comes from Esther C 12, 14 to 16, and 23 to 25. First of all, a word about that citation, Esther C. There are various versions of the book of Esther, and instead of dividing it up into chapters all the time, sometimes it's divided up into the version that has certain verses. The story of Esther is that she's a queen in Persia, and her people are going to be persecuted. Haman, the vizier of the empire, has decided to kill all the Jews, and the emperor is going along with this. And therefore, Esther has to intervene. But before she intervenes, she has to place her needs and the needs of her people before the Lord. And so she prays to God as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. As the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. That she remembers that God has intervened in the history of her people in the past. And so she has the courage to once again call upon God in the present. She speaks about how she's an orphan. In fact, she is in fact an orphan. She was cared for by her uncle Mordecai. And her message is that I am powerless. I need your help. That she humbles herself before the Lord so the Lord might lift her up. The gospel is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 12. In the first reading, we heard an entreaty made by Esther asking for the Lord's help. Well, in this passage, which is taken from the Sermon on the Mount, we hear that God will respond to our prayers. Ask and it will be given, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. That God is better than our human parents, who, even though they're wicked, know enough to give us food when we ask for it, a fish when we ask for it, instead of punishing us, instead of giving us terrible things. If our earthly parents, who are wicked, know to do this, how much more will God give us what we need? Now, this doesn't mean that our prayers are magic, that we say the words and will immediately receive what we desire. Remember, God is a loving parent. He'll give us what we need, not necessarily what we want. Because sometimes what we want will hurt us. If a child asks for a gun, the parent is probably not likely to give it if the child's only 4 years old. The parent will give the child what is good for that child. So much more so God. God will give us the most loving response possible to our prayers. If that loving response is to give us what we ask for, that's what we'll receive. If the loving response is to say no, trust me, that's what we'll receive. And then there's another wisdom saying at the end of this passage. Do to others what you would have them do to you. This is called the Golden Rule, and it's a rule that's found in many different religions. It's found among the Buddhists, it's found among the Jewish scholars. This is a rule that simply makes sense. In fact, the Jewish scholar Hillel was asked by a Roman soldier, can you tell me the whole Jewish law while you're standing on one foot? In other words, in a very rapid way. And he responds, don't do to anything what you don't want done to yourself. The negative form of the Golden Rule. And it's a rule that simply makes sense. That if we want to be loved, if we want to be cared for, then we have to be willing to do that to others. And may God bless us.
This presentation has been brought to you by Franciscans.org. Join the Brotherhood.